This is an interview with Claudette Jalbert for the Millworkers Oral History Project on March 29, 2005 in Lewiston, Maine. I am Allison Pinelli interviewing. So if you can just state your full name and your maiden name.
Okay.
And spell it, please.
Claudette Malo Jalbert. And I was born in Lewiston in February 21st of 1936. And I grew up in Lewiston, and I'm French Catholic, and my parents were Morris and Mary Ann Malo, and my father was in the contracting business with his father, and they're the ones that built St. Peter and Paul's Church.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And Bates was my second full-time job. Well, actually my first full-time job, because I graduated from high school in June and started there in August. And it was quite comical when I had to go for my interview, because Arthur Ford is the one who hired me. And he had set up a date for a Saturday afternoon to come interview me there. And when I went, the guard, there was a guard at the door at the time, and he says, oh, no, he says, Mr. Ford never comes here on a Saturday. never. So I said, well, he told me to be here. He says, well, I'll let you in. But he says, I'll give you 10 minutes. He says, he won't be in here. And sure enough, 2 minutes later, Mr. Ford came up and interviewed me and hired me. And I went in there in the converting division.
And what exactly does that mean?
Well, I guess what they did, they called it converting because fabric used to come in from Rhode Island. And it was in a big bolt. And they used to cut it up. They put it on this machine. And they used to make a smaller bolt, I guess, is what you'd call it. And that's what they did in that department.
So you took,
I guess,
from
they
the
converted
big
from a big roll to a, you know. So I worked there in that department for 7 years doing different things. And at the time, going to work at Bates was the thing. I mean, if anybody got a job at Bates in the office, that was quite something. And it was the best paying, because I started at $1.10 an hour. And of course, the banks, I had interviewed at the bank, but they only paid 75 cents an hour, so
that's,
I didn't want to go there.
That's very interesting.
But were your occupations, office work different, you know, in conflicts between different ethnic groups? Not while I was there. I think maybe there was conflict years before, but when I was there, I didn't notice anything.
Everyone just seemed to get along.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of past that stage.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I remember my father telling stories about how there was a lot of disagreements between the French and the Irish and that type thing,
right.
You know, about that. How did I get my job? I don't know if they called the high school or if I just applied there.
Were there a lot of people there your age, right out of high school? You started?
Yeah, there were quite a few. Yeah, we were quite a few that ended up there, maybe half a dozen or so, because they hired, what, close to 75 to 100 people in the office. So there were a lot of different departments. And were there ways of getting favorite jobs? Well, back then, if you were known, you know, if your father or mother had friends somewhere, it always helped, you know, to give their name as a reference or whatever.
Did your parents know people who worked in the mill?
Well, maybe a long time ago my grandmother worked there and my aunt and uncle and stuff like that, but my parents never did.
Okay.
No. And who got what jobs? Well, I would say they had to be qualified for whatever job they got, you know. And I don't recall that anybody was admired or looked down upon, or, you know, or I was too naive to know the difference. I don't know what. Oh dear.
Were there any ways that you had to figure out if you needed extra time off? Were there ways to work around your superiors to get that time?
Well, we had vacation time, and I just recall of one incident. There was a coat sale.
A coat sale?
A coat sale. And my mother said, oh, she says, I'd go buy you a winter coat if you could get there this morning. I says, well, I'll call and tell them that I don't feel well, and maybe I'll come in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, oh, okay, no problem, you know, if you feel better, come in. So we get to the coat sale, and who's the first woman line but my boss's wife? So when I went into work at 1 o'clock, my boss says, gee, a new coat cures any headache, doesn't it? Boy, I never pulled that one again.
At least you came in later.
But I don't recall any problems with mm-hmm. having time off. But like I say, I never asked for it that often.
Right.
But people were, of course, when you worked at Bates, you were always dressed. You wore white gloves to work in the office. And it was always a dress-up thing, nylons
really?
And high heels and, you know, nice dresses and suits and,
to
you
work?
Know, to work in the office.
In the office.
Yeah, right. Wasn't like today when you walk in a bank and they're in jeans
right.
and, you know, very casual today,
mm-hmm.
yeah, where we were
oh,
dressed
wow.
up, you know.
Gloves and everything. So, did you find that more women did one type of job and more men did another type of job, or was it mixed? Were there men and women both in the office with you?
Oh, yes, there were, but I think, I don't recall back then there were very many women bosses. Okay, it was usually a man that headed up the department.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall any women in charge. It'd probably be an assistant or something like that, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I don't recall that there were too many women in charge of things.
So for the most part, you felt that the men and the women were treated equally in the mill? Did they get paid the same amount, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody ever discussed this.
That wasn't...
No. No, but I think back then, I mean, I'm not talking about Bates now,
mm-hmm.
but I think men in general got paid more than women did.
Okay.
You know, but this isn't Bates.
Right.
This is just
in general.
Yeah, just things that I've heard, you know. But I didn't know of anything like that.
Few more on that. When we were putting together these questions, we were interested in how pregnant women were treated, because it was different, especially the people who are at on the looms, because they're on their feet all day.
Oh yes, I don't know what happened out in the mill. I have no idea, but I know a good friend of mine was pregnant while she was in the office,
mm-hmm. and it wasn't.
No, she was
no.
treated just like the rest of us were, you know. So, but I don't know what happened out in the mill. They must have had pregnant women out there.
I'm sure.
But I just don't know.
Can you talk a little about the union and the role that they played in the mill?
Yeah, see, the office wasn't part of the union.
Okay.
We weren't unionized at all. And I guess most people were happy with it. Because we'd hear the men talking sometimes, you know, and boy, if they had a 12-minute break, that was all they'd allowed to be taken, you know. If they went 13 minutes, somebody would be hollering at them, you know. But, like, I never worked for a union, so I really don't know.
Okay. Can you just maybe talk about the most difficult part working at Bates in the mill, or talk about a favorite memory that you have?
See, as far as the mill goes, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't have a difficult part
right.
at all, you know, so I don't know. Maybe it'd be the hours or something.
What were your hours?
We worked 8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Yeah, with an hour for lunch.
And this was just, did you work Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Not,
yeah. Yeah. But of course, the mill was different. They had three ships going.
Right. And that was going 24 hours.
That's right, like 7 to 3, mm-hmm. 3 to 11, and 11 mm-hmm. to 7.
Right.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be able to answer that. It'd be just guessing, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
Because I don't even remember hearing so much about it.
Did you make close friends when you were working in the office?
Oh, yes. Everybody was very really? Sociable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody was very, very friendly then. In fact, I'm still friendly with a lot of them that I worked with.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it's been years because I was there back in 54 to 61.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we still keep in touch with a lot of them. And
that's really nice.
In fact, tonight I'm having dinner with somebody that I worked with at Bates. So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, everybody was very sociable,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, used to be a lot of get-togethers back then, and they'd throw a lot of showers, bridal showers,
right.
and baby showers, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get together at noontime. I remember seeing the mill workers get together at noontime and giving somebody a gift or whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
So that's when they had their lunch hour, for their
that's
lunch
right.
break?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, or a birthday cake
mm-hmm.
or something, you know. I remember a lot of that going on. No, people really enjoyed working there.
And as far as the working conditions, it really wasn't an issue?
It must have been in some places,
but
you know,
because mm-hmm.
some of the rooms were, you know,
hot.
It was dusty and hot and
right.
messy and, you know, but I don't remember hearing too many complaints, you know. It was just like today, there's always somebody who's complaining about something,
right.
but it's not. It
nothing
wasn't
they
anything.
Were perfect.
No, no, right.
Nothing too serious.
No. It was new work.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I guess people who went to work there realized that. That's what it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When did... So when you stopped working at the mill, did you stop just because you were moving on? Or did it end up closing?
And no, no. It was in full swing when I left, but I went into banking.
Okay.
That's what
so
I always wanted
on.
To do. And I couldn't be hired at the bank because I had an aunt working there. And they didn't, they had what do you call that, nepotism?
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't go. But then when I got married, my name changed. So the man I knew says, well, you know, I don't remember Claudette Malo, you're Claudette Jalbert, so you're fine. So I went into work there, and I worked at the bank 29 years, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That worked out very well then.
It worked out very good, yeah. Yeah. But I enjoyed Bates while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a nice place to work.
Sure. We went to visit the mill
uh-huh.
area for class.
Uh-huh.
It was just empty now, obviously, but it was just so interesting, all the huge
okay.
open spaces.
And of course, they had a mill store
mm-hmm.
where we could go down and buy fabrics. And I got to meet this man from New York. And in talking with him, he found out that my mother made a lot of my clothes because
mm-hmm.
my mother was a good seamstress. So he'd bring me samples. So I always had this material way before it even came out,
oh,
you know,
wow.
when I, yeah, that was really cool.
That
oh, he
cool.
was very nice that way. I'd always get 4 or 5 yards of material. Yeah.
That's really
yeah.
nice.
And what else can I remember? My face, I've been racking my brain.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I just can't think of anything else that happened. Of course, we had a newspaper back
mm-hmm.
then, because I was a reporter for my department.
Was it just to inform everyone with what was going on?
That's right. That's right, yeah. Yeah, or if you had stories about something,
mm-hmm.
if somebody had a party or something, they'd write something
mm-hmm.
about it, stuff like that. They used to have banquets, too. That was very nice. And what else? Difficult to
know. It is.
I wish I'd have kept a newspaper. You would love to have seen that. I did keep one for years, but can't
it's
keep everything.
Right. You have to start throwing things out sometimes.
That's right. And I brought pictures down to Rachel. So I don't have any pictures left either.
That's okay.
But I can't. I don't know. All that I remember was that mm-hmm. it was a big office, and there were offices, you know, for a lot of individual departments. Like in the main office, there was probably, well, they called it personnel then,
mm-hmm.
but it's human resources now. And they had payroll and accounting accounts receivable and payable and, mm-hmm. you know, just like any other business would have.
Right.
You know. Really think of anything else.
Okay, that's fine. No, the information is very useful.
I mean, if you introduce somebody else and you put it all together, then, you know.
Right,
you know,
that's